Women's issues are a focal point of political conversation this year, from Komen and Planned Parenthood to the fight over birth control. Speaking before a full house at the 92nd Street Y last night, women from across the political spectrum took on a different issue: how to elect more of them to political office. Chelsea Clinton, serving as moderator, says her mother's 2008 presidential bid helped her realize how few women were office holders.
Fewer than 17% of our House and Senate as women ties us with Turkmenistan, actually, at 78th place.
That's for the percentage of women in national political office. Amy Holmes, a news anchor on Glenn Beck's GBTV and former speechwriter for Senator Bill Frist, says some women opt out of politics to avoid the combativeness. She says men actually enjoy it.
They revel in their enemies and their attacks and their scalps that they can put up on their wall, whereas I think that women think a little bit more deeply about it.
But others say the system itself is broken. Sandra Fluke, the Georgetown law student who testified before Congress in support of birth control access and was then attacked by Rush Limbaugh, says women are kept out by structural barriers like lack of child care.
So I think we have to not just, be sort of stereotypical women and blame ourselves and say, yes, we should be better, but we also have to say, and these policies should be better for us so that we can be part of it.
As the only politician on the panel, Christine Quinn says her success came when she stopped listening to people who told her why she couldn't win.
Because I was from the west side of Manhattan, because I was too liberal, because I was a woman, because I was a lesbian. All things I knew when I woke up that morning. You know what I'm saying?
Quinn was not the only one to reflect on past political experience. Nicole Wallace is the former communications chief for George W. Bush and was senior advisor on the McCain-Palin campaign. She now writes fiction.
I was so scarred by 2008, I made up an imaginary world.
In that world, a moderate woman from California is president. Wallace says in 2008, Barack Obama and John McCain forced the country to talk about race. She says that same conversation still needs to happen for women. But panelist Stephanie Shirock says she's moving forward. The head of the pro-choice political action committee, Emily's List, Shirock answers the question, where are the women?
They're running for office right now in 2012. We have a historic number of women running for the United States Senate.
Shirock says the real question is what needs to happen to make sure they get elected. To read more about women and the 2012 campaign, visit our politics site. It'safreecountry.org.